Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, good evening, or good day, depending on where you are. This is Aunt Jules' Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. We're so happy that you're joining us today because it is so special, a time that we're going to be talking about developing ourselves. I mean, can you imagine discovering how we are? So we want to say thank you, Grandma, Grandpa, Nanny, Mommy, Daddy, aunts and uncles, cousins, and just people who just care. We know that you're going to enjoy today's show because it's all about you. So we know that you want to be able to get ready and put some of that energy into doing some of the things that you need to do to get ready for bedtime. And because it is getting closer to summer, there is more daylight hour. So it tricks your body because you don't want to go to sleep. But thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And Starfish might drop in because, you know, since it is getting to be warmer out there in the sea, there's a lot to do to make sure that the beaches are safe for you. So, boys and girls, let's talk about one song. Let's play it early. It's a pretend song because, you know, when you have to develop yourself and think about what is it? What makes me me? And sometimes it's very difficult for parents to see children be friendless. And we want to be able to help you so that you can enjoy your time playing. So we'll be talking about all kinds of things so that you can be able to understand and be able to go out there and make friends, because that will really help you so that you will have company, because it's so much better to play with someone else. But, of course, sometimes there's times to play with yourself. So, boys and girls, let's listen to a song that says pretend song, and then after that, we'll have a bedtime list, because that's what Starfish always does to make sure that you're ready.
Possible to be alive. Kids will never
I know, boys and girls, you really enjoyed that song.
Choose someone in this song you would like to be, and act out what that character does as you sing along with us. Ready?
I'll be Little Miss Muffet sitting here to eat my crunch and whey. I will be a spider and frighten you away.
Ah! I like crunch and whey.
If you could be anyone or anything in the whole wide world you'd like to be, what would you be?
I'd be a snowman. I'd be a horse. I'd like to be a big red balloon.
I'd want to be a princess.
Let's play the pretending song again. This time, you make up your own words and actions, and you...
So, boys and girls, wasn't that fun? Being able to pretend that you're something that you're not. I mean, maybe you might be Little Red Riding Hood, or maybe you might want to be Batman. And those are fun things to do, even if there's just only one of you. But sometimes it may be fun to even share. And that's what we're going to be talking about, developing how we feel about each other so that we can be able to make friends. Now, how do you make friends? How do you do that? Sometimes that's a pretty... scary thing for some children, especially if you don't have any brothers or sisters. How do you do that? How do you ask other children to be your friends? But we know that this is the bedtime stories, so we have the long list that we always play before we start, just so that we make sure that we complete everything. Because when you have a long list, it means they have to have a schedule. And when you have a schedule, you've got to figure out what you have to do so that you know that you won't forget it. I know that Bella has her favorite pajamas that she likes to put on. And there's also Katie. Katie has her favorite pajamas, and sometimes she says that she changes her mind every day. And then there's Philip. Now, Philip, he always likes to put on his engineer hat. And there is Randy putting on his number 42, Jackie Robinson baseball hat. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Did you get your teddy bear? Is that favorite teddy bear there with you? Or... also, do you have that favorite pillow? Or maybe your doll. But let's check and see if we've gone through everything and making sure we brush our teeth and get our water. Oh, boys and girls, let's see what we have to do.
At night before you get
As we know, that is quite some list. And that is why we have the list and we go over it, because there's so many things that we need. We've got to make sure that we have our toothbrush so that we can be able to brush those teeth so they can gleam and feel really good. And, of course, the very favorite PJs, as well as your pillow. That is so important, too, because you have to have the favorite pillow. And, you know, Jason and Cameron have a pillow that lights up, and they love to be able to have that. They can't even go to sleep unless they have that favorite pillow that's lighting up. And then, of course, they've got to kiss Gigi, because that's one of the things that they have to do in order for them to go to sleep and listen to bedtime stories. But this is a subject that we would like to be able to talk about, a topic which is, what do we do to make friends? Well, some of the children, they smile, and that always gets the kids at least warmed up to think, I want to be friends with that person. They look very, very friendly. Or they might want to share a toy that they have, because that also makes someone feel very welcome. And you may even have a family member, an older brother or older sister, that just goes over and you play with their friends, or they just bring you over. That happens too, and that's a real good way to be able to do that. Older brothers and sisters, they're good like that. And even mommy or daddy or your cousin or your auntie or grandma might introduce you to someone, and you may go to the park and you meet someone, because that is so special. And it makes you feel really good when you have someone to be with you, because it might be a little challenging or it might feel a little uncomfortable when you don't know how to be able to make friends. So those are some of the things that you can be able to do so that you can have a lot of fun, because we don't want to be bossy and we don't want to tell someone what to do. So those are the things that we can be able to do in order to get someone to play with us. And I have a very special book that I would like to share with you. And you might have some of these feelings. And if you do, while we're reading it, you can tell mommy or daddy, that's how I feel. Because there's this book that is from Raul Christens, and he said, Nobody Likes Me. Now, you know that is very sad that this particular person, animal, doesn't feel like anyone wants to be his friend. Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls? That you're there and you're wondering, is anyone going to say anything to me? Now, Buddy was the new dog in town. Now, he sat outside his house with nothing to do. He was bored. I know that's probably happened to you sometime, but you have your mommy or daddy telling you, this is what you should do. And now here Aunt Jewel is saying, maybe if you had a friend, you might not be so bored. Well, he saw a mouse picking out of a hole in the wall. Can you believe it, boys and girls? I just said, maybe if you find a friend. And he asked the friend, or the mouse that he saw, not quite the friend yet, will you play with me, he asked. Not me, squeaked the mouse, and she scuttled back in her hole. She wasn't very friendly, said Buddy. I guess she doesn't like me. See, that's what happens sometimes. You just think that maybe it might be you, but let's read on. Well, then I'll find another friend, he declared, and he walked away. Now Buddy came to another house. He saw three cats sitting in the window, not one, not two, but three, and they all stared at Buddy. Has this ever happened to you that people were staring at you? Well, they certainly didn't look friendly, he said. I don't think they like me. So he walked on. He didn't even say anything or even wave. How do we know, boys and girls? Well, Buddy walked up a hill. He saw three rabbits playing tag. You're it. No, you're it. Well, the rabbits stopped their game. They looked at Buddy, twitching their nose, and they ran away. They weren't very friendly, said Bobby with a sigh. Buddy with a sigh. I don't think they like me either. So he walked on. Can you imagine if this happens to you when you go to a playground or to a school or even to your mommy's friend? Now Buddy walked to the edge of a green field with the fence all around it. He saw a flock of fluffy white sheep. Now the sheep were bleating at him. They were all looking at him. And then he ran off and huddled together in the far corner of the field. They don't seem friendly at all, said Buddy sadly. I'm sure they don't like me. Again, he walked on. Now Buddy trudged slowly towards the woods. And suddenly a big dog ran up to him and started barking. He barked. Now Buddy ran his way as fast as he could. It's no use, Buddy said. Nobody likes me. And he started to cry. I wonder, boys and girls, if this has ever happened to you? Hello, who are you? A deep voice inquired. Uh-oh, it's a deep voice. Buddy looked up and he saw a fox. I'm Buddy, he said. Well, why were you crying? Asked the fox. Because nobody likes me, Buddy replied. Why not? Said the fox. I don't know, said Buddy. Perhaps you should ask, said the fox, and I'll come with you if you want. Wow. Could this be the beginning of a friendship? Why does he want to go with the fox, boys and girls? Let's see. So Buddy and the fox went to see the dog. Bow wow, he barked. Why are you barking at me, Buddy asked. Because you might steal my bones, said the dog. I'll never do that, cried Buddy. I just want to be friends. Well, why did you say so in the first place, said the dog. I'd be glad to be your friend. So Buddy and the fox and the dog walked on. Can you believe it? He didn't even know that the reason why he was barking was because he thought that he was going to take something. That's why it's so important to ask the question. They came to the field filled with sheep. Why did you bleep and run away from me? Asked Buddy. We were afraid you were going to herd us into this shearing pen. Now, boys and girls, you know what the shearing pen is. They are going to cut all of their wool, which is like hair. The sheep replied, I'll never do that, cried Buddy. I just wanted to be friends. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place, said the sheep. We'd be glad to be your friends. So Buddy had the fox, the dog, and the sheep were walking with him. He was not by himself anymore, boys and girls. Well, the rabbit had come out to play again. But when they saw Buddy, they ran and hid. Come back, called Buddy. Why are you running away? Because you are a dog, they said, and dogs chase rabbits. I'll never do that, cried Buddy. I just wanted to be friends. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place, said the rabbits. We'll be glad to be your friend. So Buddy had the fox, the dog, the sheep, and the rabbit, and they all walked on. Now the friends came to the house where the three cats lived. Now why did you stare at me before, Buddy asked. We thought you were going to attack us, said the cat. I'll never do that, said Buddy. I just wanted to be friends. Well, why didn't you say so, said the cat. We'd be glad to hear you be your friends. So Buddy had the fox, the dog, the sheep, and the rabbits, and the cats, and they all walked on. So, boys and girls, do you see what's happening here? That he just assumed they didn't want to be his friend, and he just thought they were trying to pick on him or tell him they didn't want to be friends with him, but he didn't even ask to see if that was the case. At last, they arrived at Buddy's house. Look how many friends I have, Mousie, he said. Tell me, why wouldn't you play with me before? Because I was baking a cake, said the mouse. Would you like a piece? Can you imagine? He was baking a cake and that's why he ran off. All the friends had a tiny piece of the mouse cake. Then they played happily together until the sun went down. The end. I wonder if that ever happened to you, boys and girls. Did you ever think that someone didn't want to play with you or didn't want to be with you at all? Think about that. Has that ever happened to you? I don't know. Ask yourself. Has that happened to you? I know that. Christopher says that doesn't happen to him because he has a friend and his friend always plays with him and he knows that he will never have that problem because his friend will always be with him. And one of the things that we find out is that, boys and girls, there is kids that want to play with you. And if you don't assume that no one wants to play with you, maybe you might be a little bit open and ask them, do you want to play with me? That's why it's so important to believe in yourself and to trust that people do want to play with you. If you've gone to the playground and all of a sudden you see so many kids out there and you don't know what to ask them, how do you get them to play with you? That's such a hard thing to do. What is the first question that you might ask? Or do you think, why should they want to play with you? Well, they might want to play with you because you are so much fun to play with. They might want to play with you because you both like playing the same thing. Or they might want to play with you because they don't want to be alone either. So, anytime you need a friend, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to find out if they want to play with you too. And then when you find out, boys and girls, you've got a friend.
Friend.
see, boys and girls, it definitely can happen. And here, Buddy thought that no one wanted to be his friend, and he ended up having lots of friends. I bet you that has happened to you. You thought nobody was going to be there, and all of a sudden, here comes friends, everyone wanting to play with you because they think you're really special, just like your parents and your Nana and Grandpa and your aunts and uncles. And I bet your babysitter also thinks that you're fun. So, boys and girls, we want you to be able to have friends so that you can be able to play and have friendships and learn how to share. And also, when you do that, when you're learning how to share, you'll learn what type of feelings that you have, that you can be able to help someone. And if you get angry, you'll know how to control it, and you'll know how to stop some of that anger from rising up in you. And especially if you have brothers and sisters, you really know that there's all types of feelings that you can be able to share. Some of them good, and some of them you have to know how to be able to handle them. So we have another book, too, that it is by Jamie Lee Curtis and Laura Cornell, and it's Hard to Be Five. I bet you there's a lot of boys and girls out there that would definitely say, it is so hard, Mom. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, let's find out what happens with this little five-year-old, and maybe you can feel pretty sorry for him, or maybe you feel, my goodness, I'm not the only one that feels that way. And we'll find out, does he end up feeling that it is good to be five? Here it goes, boys and girls. I'm ready to go. It's hard to be five. I'm little no more. Good old days are gone. Bye, one, two, three, four. It's hard to be five, yelled at my brother. Uh-oh. I know that happens with sometimes when we have Tony and also little Jason and Duncan. My mind says, do one thing. My mouth says another. It's mine. Give it to me. I'm going to tell Mom. Can I have some of that? It's hard to be five. I got to keep going. My clothes can't keep up because my body keeps growing. Who's going to get them? Am I have to give it to my little brother? Well, at five, I hear no and don't. I can't win when balls and bowls inside my tin juice box pins. I'd rather try it. And sure, I confess. And if dirt is involved, a very loud yes. But you know, sometimes Mommy doesn't like that. It's hard to be five. Parents want you all clean. Taking that bath. But washing my face makes me crabby and mean. Oh, don't do that. I don't want to go be. I don't want you to rub behind my ears. It's hard to be five. All I want is to play. I'm starting at school, and I don't get a say. School seems so scary. School seems so strange. I'm only five. My whole world's going to change. It's hard to be five and wanting to hit when Scott cuts in line and I say I did it. At five, I do things that I don't mean to do, like when I bit Jake because he cut in line too. So what do you do with all those feelings you have? Well, it's hard to be five. It takes Superman skills. Standing and sitting in circles and sitting so still, sitting still, sitting still, sitting still, still, sitting still. Boys and girls, does that ever cross your mind? Do you ever think, do I have to keep sit still? I'm only five. And then there's the walking all by myself, only picked up to reach a high shelf. I walk to the park, I walk to the school, I walk to the bus, I walk to the pool. I walk to karate, I walk with closed eyes, I walk like a ninja chopping bad guys. It's fun to be five. Big changes are here. Maybe I'll get my driver's license. My body's my car, and I'm licensed to steer. I get to do what I want to do. At five, I'm a worker, a bee among bees. I build things and grow things. Say thank you and please. Some fun things are hard, and some hard things are fun. Uh-oh, it's kind of fun to push my brother down the sidewalk. I know when to walk and pushing him in the sidewalk. And I know when to run. Oh, no, here he comes, here he comes. And I know when to stop. And I know when to go when I see it on the crosswalk and I see a little person there walking. And I know when to push. And I know when to tow. That's pushing my stroller of my little brother. And at five, I can lie down alone in my bed and dream of my past and my future ahead. And when I mess up or do right, it's a start because I have my own mind. And I have my own heart. It's hard fun to be five, so strong and so loud. Give me five, because I know it. I'm here and I'm proud. Five, the end. Boys and girls, wasn't that something? And that's what happens because you have all these feelings, and how do you control them? And how do you make friends when you have all those things? But you know what, boys and girls? I bet you and your mommy and daddy will tell you that those same feelings is what your friends have too. So your parents will be able to tell you, how can you be able to make friends? They might even suggest, why don't you ask one of your friends to come over and play? That sounds like a real good idea. And you know what also happens? Sometimes you pick friends that are just like you. So it's going to be pretty easy because we know that when you believe in yourself, and that's what we're telling you, and that's what your mommy and daddy are saying to you too, that other people will like you.
Don't be afraid to have faith in yourself. Then you will realize.
See, boys and girls, see how wonderful it is? Because you'll never know if you don't have any friends if you don't go and try. And you'll never be able to know what you can be able to do, because that's how you believe. And one of the things that makes you believe in something is you have dreams. Dreams that will help you to decide what you want to be. It's like a blueprint. It's like doing a drawing on a piece of paper. This is what I would like to be. Are you getting sleepy, boys and girls? Because you know that this is what happens when you join Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. You get tired, and you might want to close your eyes, but you're not quite there. Of course, you want to show everyone that you can stay up for quite some time. And that's what we're trying to do, is make sure that you get your rest and your energy so that the next day ahead, you will be fresh to be able to go out there. You won't be irritable because you would have had a lot of sleep. And you know, boys and girls, how important it is to be able to feel restful and friendly so that you can be able to make those friends, because you're feeling really good. You had rest up. Now, we have another book, boys and girls, that's called Dreams to Grow On, because those are the important things to happen when you have dreams. Okay. Stephen, do you have a dream? Do you know what you want to be? Did you see any program on television? Did you see a movie that made you want to dream and be something? I know. There was a little boy, and his name was George, and he saw a baseball player, and that's what he wanted to be. And I know, boys and girls, you out there, you have your favorite dream. You might want to be a teacher because you love going to school and your teacher is so nice to you. Or you might even want to be a doctor because you're going with your mommy and you see how nice the doctor is with your little sister. Having those favorite dreams. Sleep gives those to you. It gives you time to have lots of thoughts on what you would like to be.
Lulu, Lulu, I'll take you dreaming.
This is by Sheila
through
Murphy.
The rainy night to a place behind the raindrops where the stars are bright. You may not find gold or silver, but a richer prize waits for you behind the raindrops if you close your eyes. Thank you.
was written by Christine Hurley Disrow, and it was by the Illumination Arts Publishing Company. Dream on. Now the sun is up, and the air is fresh. It's time to go and play. Last night I dreamed of growing up and what I'll be someday. A teacher or a doctor or a writer, let me see. Today I'll practice all the things I just might want to be. I give a bottle to my doll and pat her when she's through, then brush her silky hair and play a game of peekaboo. She's learning how to walk. I hold her hand so she won't fall and dream that I'm a mother while I love my favorite doll. Because my doll will need a house, I gather up my blocks and build a cabin for her with a chimney made from rocks. Though it's a little crooked, she is sure to understand, 'cause someday I might build the grandest house in all the land. Now when snack comes around, I mix some water with some dirt, then top it all with clovers for a wonderful dessert. I dream about the day when I can bake a cake, real pies with cream. I might someday become a baker, but today it's mud supreme. My doll and I walk through the park to see what we can find. I show her flowers, birds, and insects, some of every kind. I dream that I can study how the forest creature grows. Since I might be a scientist, there's lots for me to know. And when I climb my monkey bars and wave from high up high, I swing from bar to bar until my toes can touch the sky and dream about a trapeze soaring high up in the stairs. Yes, I might join the circus, so I'll start with monkey bars. My father's in the garden, so I help him for a while. I plant my seeds in a little row that always makes him smile. And if I tend my garden, I'll have lots of food to share. I dream of growing vegetables for people everywhere. And next, I'll spread my wings, my arms like wings, and make a humming noise. Then run around the yard and almost zoom up off the ground. I dream that I can fly above the cities and the farms. I might become a pilot, but today I'll use my arms. I find my little brother, and we climb our favorite tree. Oh no, he fell! I save the day and bandage up his knee. I dreamed about a time when I can save the life of others. I might become a doctor, so I'll start with my little brother. I take him to a puddle where our boats can float around. We might discover treasures there's just waiting to be found. I dream that I'm sailing through a misty ocean breeze. I might become a captain who explores the seven seas. And now I try on dress-up clothes that Mommy used to wear, with bracelets on my arm and frilly ribbons in my hair. My friends are coming over, and we'll put on fancy shoes. Yes, I might be an actress, so I'll start with dress-up clothes. For tea, I'll go to Grandma's house and color while I'm there. I'll draw a special picture, just like Tony did today, so she knows how much I care. This drawing's just for Grandma, 'cause she really loves my style. If I become an artist, I can make the world smile. And then I visit friends of mine who've come from far off places. We may not look or talk alike, but we can all join hands. We learn about each other as we find new games to play. I might become a teacher helping children every day. The day is nearly over, so I snuggle in my chair. And don't forget, boys and girls, I know that you're also falling asleep and trying to fight it. But that's what Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories does, is get you. But let's get back to the story. She loves to have an adventure. She is smart and brave and kind. I might become a writer, so I'll start it inside my mind. A teacher or a doctor or a writer? Let me see. I may just try them all. There's so many things to be. My heart will lead the way, no matter what I choose to do. Great things are sure to happen as I make my dreams come true. And at Blake Radio Network, and with all of these books that we've read, I know that you're going to be a very different person because you're going to make friends and you're going to have so much to share with them. As we read the first book, that was Nobody Likes Me, but now we know that they do. And then we read another book, It's Hard to Be Five. And then we're ending with the book, Dreams Do Grow Up, Grow On. So I know that, boys and girls, you'll have lots to talk about. And we also want to be able to play our last song, but before we do, we want to say happy birthday to Jabril. He is off to college, and he started with being a little pup just like you, and now he's growing up and so excited and so thrilled to be older, because now he can be able to make even more friends as he goes on. And I know that some of those friends he's had since he was a baby, just like what's going to be happening to you. That's why it's so important to be able to make friends and to learn what to do. And we talked about some of the things that I know that you can't wait to be. Make more friends. Some of you have already gone off to sleep. And you're wondering, what should I do? Should I try to fight this sleep? Or should I just let it go? Jennifer Hudson.
Lullaby, don't cry, I'll be right here. boys and girls, are you still up? I know the group from California is still not quite to sleep, but I know there's the boys and girls that are in Connecticut and New York and on the other part of the world have already closed their eyes. But for the ones that are up, we want to say happy birthday to Jabril. And would you love to listen to the song? I know that I would. Are you going to sleep, boys and girls? Boys and girls, are you asleep? I see some of you playing. I want to thank this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we're so happy and thrilled that you came to join us today with Rainbow Soul. Thank you for joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We are so glad that you joined us, and we will see you next Sunday at 7:30 East Coast time and 4:30 West Coast. So thank you for joining us. And we know that we've developed a great you. Good night.